Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. How are you all doing out there in radio land and the world wide web? Well, it's not the radio. I'm so used to saying radio because I am on the radio on Thursday nights. Praise the Lord. But those of you all that are on the internet, I tell you it's an honor and it's a privilege to be on tonight. Hallelujah. I have a special guest. So you all get ready, get ready, get ready. Call up a neighbor. Text them, Facebook them, whatever you need to do. Let them know that Setting the Captives Free is on the air. This is Evangelist Kim Henderson. And tonight I have a special guest. Hallelujah. And my special guest tonight is Mr. None Other, Jimmy Emmons. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. This is the author. He is the author of the book, Beauty of Balance. Hallelujah. Mr. Emmons, are you there?
I'm here.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, we're going to have a time tonight. We're just going to minister to the people. I'm so excited that you took time out of your busy schedule to actually come on the show today to give us some understanding about balance in our life. Well, I just want to tell you all a little bit about the author, Mr. Jimmy Emmons. Hallelujah. But before I do that, I'd like to take us in prayer. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you. We honor you. We glorify your name on tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the listeners that are here listening to this program on tonight. And Father God, we thank you that revelation knowledge and understanding will come to the hearers on tonight. We thank you and we praise you, Father God, and we give you all the honor, the glory. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that we will have ears to hear and eyes to see in the spirit realm, Lord God. We just bless your name and glorify you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Mr. Jimmy. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed. Glory be to God. Now, he is the author of several books. including his newest release, which we're going to be talking a little bit about tonight, Embracing the Beauty of Balance. I bet you all are saying, now, what is that? Oh, my God. Well, stay tuned, and you will definitely find out. Now, Mr. Jimmy Emmons is in his 35th year of marriage to his beautiful wife, Suzanne. Hallelujah. I love it when a person is longevity in a marriage. Hallelujah. He probably can have another show and just have, he probably could do another show about marriage. Because 35 years, you got something to say. Hallelujah. And also, he's also the father of two successful grown children. That means their nest is empty. Hallelujah. You know, you have to live all over again when your children leave the nest. Hallelujah. The children's name, well, the grown children, we have his son, Max, and Osea. Osea, did I pronounce her name right? If not, correct me. Osea?
It's Osea.
Oh, that is beautiful. Osea. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is beautiful. Okay, he has been commissioned as a minister for the specialized end-time ministry. Yes, he has. Deacon Emmons served locally at the Maranatha Church as a chairman of the deacon board. Ooh-wee. We got the man of God, I tell you, glory be to God. And you know what, Mr. Emmons, I just want to ask you a couple of questions. I'm going to be like the advocate for the people that are listening, you know. And let me tell you, if there's any listeners out there, once you hear what he has to say, just press number one and that'll let me know to let you in, so that you can get your question in or comment on the show. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, I just want to ask you just a few questions, because I know you have a lot in your spirit that you want to give out, so you can give us understanding of what this book is all about, your new release, Embracing the Beauty of Balance. What or who inspired you to write such a book on balance?
Well, I was actually inspired to write this particular book about just a pull in my spirit about it. Actually, come from one scripture in the Bible, and that's Proverbs 11:1, where it simply says that a false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is delight. And so I've meditated on that scripture for years and years, and just from the meditation on that, there began to be a pull in my spirit in terms of the importance of balance and how important it is when you really look at it, you know, from a holistic perspective. So that's one of the reasons why I wrote on it, because it was a pull in my spirit to do that. And when you look around and just see that the need for balance, and a lot of people talk about balance and they want balance. And so basically the Lord just began to deal with me on what that really means and how to go about doing it.
Oh, wow. Okay. And, I noticed when you say balance, we're talking about a biblical or you said holistic. So the balance that you're talking about, is it, you know, because we can be one way up here, and then we can be down there. So you're bringing a balance overall, spirit, soul, and body. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, balance is when I began to write this book, I couldn't really identify one specific group of people who I could really target this book, and you're supposed to do that when you write a book, but I couldn't single out one particular individual group. And so the thing that came to me was that who doesn't need balance? So I couldn't. So anyway, everyone needs balance, but this balance here, as I deal with it as a comprehensive matter, it deals with everyone in everything in your life. There's not an area in your life where balance isn't needed. So we need balance in our body, our soul, spirit, mind, will, emotion, relationships, finances. There's not an area in life where balance isn't needed. So, yeah, and this a balance that I'm talking about is derived, you know, from a 100% biblically based.
Oh, wow. So you've been called to help the Christians, the kingdom people, to get into balance, because it almost like, I remember you were talking to me and you said balance and order is like the same. Am I correct?
Absolutely. The thing about the word balance, if you really look at the word balance and utilize it in this particular matter, if you look at it like this here, anything out of balance is out of order, and anything out of order is out of balance. And so basically, if you return the order back to something, the balance comes back automatically with it. It just comes back with it. And so, yeah, so those two words are interchangeable terms when you start really looking at it, stepping back and just looking at what balance is and what order is. God is a God of order, but God is a God of balance, and you can't separate those two terms. They're the same.
Okay, and, you know, I was reading from the book, and I want you to tell us, because I noticed that you have a mission statement there. That is so cool. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, the mission statement of this particular book, Embracing the Beauty and Balance, is fourfold. And so that's the way I wrote it. You know, it's defined. The mission is defined in four folds. It's the first thing is to do. I want this book is to do is really to expand the knowledge and understanding, exposing the need for balance in every facet of human existence. So that's the first fold of that particular mission. The second fold is to explore and examine the many benefits that connect for the decision for biblical balance, because balance is a decision you have to make for your life. And then the third fold is to cultivate and cause an explosion of new growth in every area of life when this new information is properly, you know, found and utilized. And then fourth, I believe it's profound, is to provide the necessary fluid for the inner ear of the body of Christ for spiritual equilibrium so that we can walk steady and stable.
Now you got me there. You said the inner ear. Now you're gonna have to, you got to break that down. Now I know some people out there, when you spoke inner ear, break that down.
Break that down, and we'll do that. I like breaking things down for people for people can understand it, because when you reduce things down to their lowest common denominator for the for easier consumption. So what I really mean by that is if you know anything about the ear, the inner ear is where we get our balance from, and more specifically, it's the fluid in the ear that allow us to keep our equilibrium. And so very quickly, the Lord woke me up back in 2010 and just told me what part of the body of Christ that I was in, what part of the body I was. And I never heard of anything like that, but, but I was honored and grateful that the Spirit would do that. But anyway, in other words, he told me, he said, son, you're part of the inner ear, and more specifically, you're part of the inner ear. And so that's what I mean. So my supply to the universal body of Christ is to bring the fluid in the inner ear, and that's my supply to the universal body of Christ. That's the part of the body I am. We're all part of the body of Christ, but we're not all the hands. We're all not the feet, but we're all a part of the body of Christ, and that's the part of the body I am.
That is wonderful. And I also noticed, just like a psychologist, you're called a balanceologist. Am I right?
Yes, you got it right.
A balanceologist.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
that's
could you explain? Okay, go ahead.
Well, the word that word was just downloaded in my spirit as to like what I am. I teach balance. I teach balance. Balance. In such a way, I study balance. I really actually have a school, what we have called the School of Balance. And what I am specifically, am a balanceologist. I just simply teach, balance. I practice true balance principles, and I teach those. And, and that just happened to be what the Lord titled it. He told me, hey, you're a balanceologist, and that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my days here on this earth, is to teach this. Is to teach balance to the world at large, but to the church in particular, about bringing people, God's people, into balance so that they can operate and be more efficient in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example? Because you also teach men. You have a class that you teach on Thursdays. Am I right?
That's right. Yes. That's true.
So people these are for men right now. You do women. You're starting to do women. But when the people come to you on Thursday, the men, Are there broken men? And you, what happens in that class? What are you teaching them? What are you giving them?
Well, first of all, there's broken men, and men of all ages, you know, young and old, all walks of life, and in particular, there's been quite a few doctors and pastors that has been coming. So, but what we do, we men who would come to this class would begin to understand what balance is and how that we should approach this thing that God commands that we be in balance. And so he's given me a certain methodology how to go about doing that. So these men that would come to these classes, first the thing they're going to come and learn and find out is we're going to have to first define what balance is. Many people say they want balance, but then the reality mm-hmm. is, okay, but how do you achieve that? How do you get that? A lot of people say, man, I need more balance in my life. I need more balance in life. So what does that mean? And so the first thing we have to do is define what balance is. And when I was writing this book here, Embracing the Beauty of Balance, I discovered right away that just one book wasn't going to be enough. And the Lord just told me that I discovered one book wasn't going to be enough, two wasn't going to be enough, three wasn't going to be enough, four.
Wow.
So there's actually five books I've written on balance, you know, just to bring out just how to just deal effectively and comprehensively with balance, where people can actually gravitate to that and understand it. So first thing we do with balance, we define what it is.
Okay.
Because you know, definition is so critically important. And so if the definition of something is simply the meaning of something. And so we define what it is, and then after that, we embrace that meaning. We embrace that meaning. And then after we embrace that meaning, then we begin to learn what that is, because you're never going to learn what you don't truly embrace. And then after we learn that, then we begin to live that. So we define balance, we embrace balance, we learn balance, and then we live balance.
So when you say you define balance and you live balance, mm-hmm. so let's say somebody might come to you and they're off in their balance and their relationship with their marriage or their job mm-hmm. or being a pastor. So that's what you actually work on right there. You teach them how they can get back into balance. I was reading from your book, and it says we live in a world that is full of people just indulging all kind of things and deficiencies, mm-hmm. and because of that, the world is very unstable. It's an unstable place. And society at large is desperately looking for some sense of foundational footing. So the embracing mm-hmm. the beauty of balance, which has been timely been birthed to address these stability concerns. I think this is just awesome that you get mm-hmm. into – so you get really into it with these guys on Thursday night at 7 p.m., yep, am I correct?
Yeah, we do. Yeah,
I mean,
right.
it's like a counseling session, basically, to teach them how their life – first of all, you have to be aware that your life is out of balance, and that's where
absolutely.
You come in at, right?
Right.
And then you go from there. Go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. Most people realize that something is going wrong in their lives, and they don't know how to bring mm-hmm. that balance in there. And so all our lives, there are areas where we need adjustments, because all balance is just simply the ability to apply the right amount of weight or to make the necessary adjustment in a particular area of your life. You identify that area, and then you make the necessary adjustments. And so basically that's what life is really. It's just a lifetime of continuous adjustments. So balance is not like a one-time adjustment, but rather it's a lifetime of continuous adjustments. And so we always have to be mindful of and making a necessary adjustment. You know, the Bible talks about whom the Lord loves, he corrects. But Job said, you know, happy is the man whom the Lord corrected. So I've come to this place where I want to be an eager recipient of divine correction. And so I always want to be mindful of when God is trying to make an adjustment in your life, he's trying to make a correction. It's only because he loves you. And so we make those necessary adjustments, and then we move on. Because, see, the whole point of being in balance is so that you can operate more efficient in the kingdom of God. See, balance is a kingdom mission, Yeah, this is, see, the reality, if I've been studying a lot in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 23 to 29, and it talks about, you know, what can't be shaken, you know, will be shaken. And so we balance is an end time message for the earth, but it's for the church in particular, because the only the ones who are in balance will be able to withstand the shaking that's coming forth of on this earth. The Bible said the heaven and earth is going to be shaken. And so only the ones who are in balance is going to remain.
Wow.
So
that's deep. Keep going. Keep going.
Yeah. Well, only the ones who are going to remain are going to be in balance, so, and be able to operate. And so balance allows something to operate more efficient. Anything out of balance is going to require more time, more effort, more energy, more resources to that. And when things are in balance, they just work a lot better. You know, some things will work out of balance. It's just not going to work as well. You know, I like to give the example of a wheel on a car. The wheel on a car could be out of balance, and you could just continue to drive that car knowing that the wheel is out of balance. But if you continue to do that, it's going to cause other problems and damages to the car. And then if you continue to do that, you know, you're going to come to a point where the car will eventually stop working. And when you could have initially just took care of the wheel of balance, and you would have avoided a lot of extra expenses and toils. And you're going to spend a lot more money. You're going to spend a lot more time, a lot more effort, and a lot more energy when you could have just simply balanced the wheel and continue to go on your way.
I like that. You're breaking it down. I like that. Now, that gives clear understanding about balance. And that is so true. When your wheel is messed up like that, it's consequences. Come on now. That you have to. Come on. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. That, you know, and so the guys that come to your class, or anyone who comes to the School of Balance, you know, where I'm teaching balance, we deal with what I call a working definition of balance. So God gave me this working definition of balance back in 2009 or something like that, I think it was. But anyway, the working definition of balance of this year is simply, balance is simply the ability to apply the right amount of weight of four things: time, effort, energy, and resources to a matter. So I don't care what you're dealing with in life, it's always going to be those four components that you're going to have to deal with. It's always going to be some time involved. There's always going to be some effort involved, and always going to be some energy involved, and it's always going to be some resources of some type involved. When you deal with a matter, I don't care what the matter is, those four components is always going to be involved. And we like to call that tier: time, effort, energy, and resources. And so, and that's actually the order or priority that we should give to any kind of decision that we make. When we want to bring balance in our life, we have to go back and look at first how we're dealing with our time expenditures and how we're spending our time. And then after with that, then we have to look at, you know, how much effort that we're putting into the things that we're doing. And then we have to look at the energy that we put into. Now, sometimes we put a lot of energy into things that we don't supposed to be putting into. And then even our resources, and it's just not money. Resources, it represents a lot of different things, you know, time, talents, a lot of different things that will represent resources. But what happens is that we have to go back and look at where we're spending our time, effort, energy, and resources on, all right? And three of those things are the providences of God. You know, time and timing is God's responsibility. The Bible, you know, talks about that. You know, God created time, okay? And power or energy, that's of God. The Bible says all power that be is of God. And resources, that's of God. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all they that, you know, dwell therein. Everything belongs to God. But the only providence that belongs to man is effort. It's our responsibility to put an effort into something. I can't put an effort. I can't have an effort for you. You can't have an effort for me. God's not going to make you do anything, okay? And so it's your responsibility to put an effort into something. We define effort as the level of attempt to do something. And so the reality is that that's the providence of man. And so God created us free moral agents, which means that we have the ability to choose, you know, choose or not to choose. I will not. That's an act of your will. Effort is just a level of attempt, but it gauges what the attempt is. So we have to come back and gauge our efforts in terms of what we're putting into something. And so we have to learn that process, I believe, you know, if we want to bring balance to our life, we have to go back and really examine all four of those areas, time, effort, energy, and resources that we're doing with anything in life.
Wonderful. You know, Mr. Emmons, I see that there's a caller on the line. Caller, do you have a question or a comment for Mr. Emmons or prayer?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can.
Okay, God bless you. This is Sister Lisa. I'm friends with... Amen. I'm friends with Evangelist Henderson. Amen. And I have a question for you, sir.
Yes.
Excuse me, I have a cold.
No problem.
Mother and a father, husband and wife, that's what God created to be a balance in the home.
Correct.
And when the father is missing or the mother is missing, how can we bring balance to this home for this generation? What is your input? Because many homes are imbalanced because there is a parent missing. I mean, I had the greatest mother in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So my father was missing. And many other fathers are missing in the home. What can we do with this generation of rap music, television programs?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about horrible, nasty, filthy rap music.
Right.
Television. What can we do as Christians to bring balance to the home?
Okay. Well, there again, that's great. You had a fantastic mother. The mothers are very critically important. I did come up in a two-parent home, and I thank God for that. I had a tremendous father who poured into my life, and so you can't put a price on that. So I had a male figure in my life who lived a godly life. He's gone now, but for the entire 56 years that we lived here on earth, that we shared life here on earth, he taught me the ways of godliness. You know, he poured into my life to bring balance to even to a home that may be missing a parent. The first thing, the reality is that person, whoever that person is, male or female, came into this world. They had a mother, they had a father. So you said that happened. And so I would have to go back to the very beginning. Remember, we have to define balance, and we have to define it from what God says. And I like what you said about how do you do that. But we have to go back to the definition of something is simply the meaning of something. And so I would say that we need parents. Any child should be taught how to honor their parents. And that's in Ephesians. You know, it talks about, you know, children, obey your parents and honor your parents. And the reality that you can obey, you can honor your parents, even if your parent is not physically in the picture. We still have a responsibility to honor your parents. That scripture is very clear about what it says. And so the reality is that a person has to, if they want to be balanced in their life, bring balance to their life, they're going to have to really honor their parents. And you can honor your parents. God revealed this to me just years ago. You can still honor your parents.
You know what? I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Mr. Timmons, Emmons, you know what? We've got the time is going. You're going to have to hold that. We're going to come back again next Saturday, and we're going to hold that question because we need to really get into that question. But our time is up. So, Lisa, I want you to come back next week, and we're going to address that again because I also believe that, if you know, when there's even a one parent or there's two,
right,
and there's nothing in there for people to look up to, that's why they're raising up people like us, like Mr. Emmons, like you, Lisa Taylor, and me, and other people in the body of Christ. Remember how he talked about we each have a purpose here on this earth. But we have to continue that next week because this is good. Mm-hmm. It's going to get better. We just don't have, he doesn't have enough time to go into deep with it because we're, our time is up. But I want to say I thank each and every person who came on, who is listening to the broadcast. And, Jimmy, I thank you. And we're going to continue this because we just didn't have enough time because you have a lot to say. And we will be back again next Saturday, same time. If you all want to listen to Setting the Captives Free on Thursday night at 9:45 p.m., you're welcome. Hit me up on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com/Setting the Captives Free Radio. But we got to go. And I just want to tell you all, if nobody's told you they love you, we love you. Be blessed. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Be blessed. Be balanced.